Pascal, in Denver, that team took control of the second period, and you guys didn't have an answer. Tonight, you took control of the second period. What was the difference? What allowed you to have that success?
Well, I think overall we played a real smart game. That's a real fast team. A few things. We had Sillinger's line playing against McKinnon. They've done a real good job the whole night, not only by defending but also creating offense, managing the puck. And I have Voronkov against our Mittelstadt, the second line, which that's a real dangerous line too. And then Gonce's line and Danforth's line brought a lot of energy. I think RD did a real good job at controlling the gap throughout the game. And that's, to answer your question, in the second period in Colorado, we got away from that. And our goalie was outstanding. The other thing is that's a real good, strong team on the walls. They win a lot of battles on the walls, hard rims, and cutbacks, tight turns. And we've done a good job at taking that away a little bit more than we did the last game.
You know your schedule doesn't get any easier after tonight, but what do wins like tonight and the win against Pittsburgh, what does that do for your team's confidence going into this final home stretch?
Well, we keep reinforcing winning habits, and what needs to be done consistently to win a hockey game in the National Hockey League. And the last two games, we saw a team that is executing those habits. And when you do so, when you have a strong goaltending, we have Elvis was really good, Tarasov was really good tonight, it changes the dynamic.
We've talked a lot about just the team in general needing to finish strong and kind of trying to roll that in next year. When you focus that on Tarasov in particular, that's a huge position, obviously. Like, just how big can that be for this team if he can become that kind of goal and gives you this kind of thing on a consistent basis?
Yeah, he's been really good. Third period, you know the other team is going to push, especially a great offensive team like Colorado. So you need your goalie to make some big saves. And so what it's creating right now is a confidence. Is when you're afraid to make any plays in the third period because you're afraid you're going to get scored on, it changes the approach, it changes how you manage the puck. Doesn't give you that confidence. And when we have strong goaltending like we did the last two games, it feels different, it looks different, and we execute it differently.
And likewise up front, you get two more goals tonight from Alex Nylander. He is proving to be lethal when he has a place to shoot, basically, and room to get it off. We look at that trade, and it's a lot at the time. I think people were looking at it as a minor trade type of thing. He comes in here and he's doing this. How big can this really be if he can keep doing it?
If he can keep doing it, that can be really big for us. I feel like when Nylander shoots the puck, every time he shoots the puck, he's one of those guys that I feel he can score. And he's accurate, he's quick. Weight transfer is really good. His technique shooting the puck is really good. So if he keeps going that way, trending in that direction, that could be a hell of a trade for us.
You mentioned this right off the start there, but the Sillinger line, you had them against McKinnon. They're young players. You had them out there, empty net situation, trying to ice the game. Just how much trust over this last little bit have you built up in that group, and Cole in particular, because he seems to be kind of the guy that no matter who's on his wing, you're willing to throw him out there in a lot of big situations.
Yeah, I trust them. I trust Silly. I trusted that line. They've played the right way the whole game. Last game, too. Last two games, he was matched against Crosby and tonight against McKinnon. That's not bad. So, but he's earned that trust. He's engaged. He's learning from his mistakes. He's coachable, which that's a big piece of his game. The mistakes that he was doing early in the season are gone. It's building trust, and it's giving us options in moving forward in the future.
Penalty kill was good tonight. You get the 2-0 goal, and then you go on the PK pretty quick. You shut that down, then Tarasov stops the mini breakaway right after and you get the 3-0 goal. How important was that stretch there, keeping the momentum?
Huge. Their power play is running at 24.9% right now, so they're top. They're sixth in the league. They're top 10. They win games on the power play. Like they create an advantage with their power play because they're lethal there. But like I said, having a guy like Tarasov tonight playing the way he did, and the guys in front, and the guys we don't often talk about, Gudbranson was doing a great job in front of the net, clearing the net front so Tarasov could see the puck. Same thing with Provorov. Our guys on the PK did a real good job.
Is there value in finishing a regular season in a positive way, going into an off season and then building, of course, toward the next season? Is it important what happens here?
I think so. And it's not so much about, yeah, we love winning. Like, it's the only time I have fun in my hockey season is when we win. But it's more than that. It's more than the final result. It's the process. We've been talking about how we do things on a daily basis, how we approach the games, the first, second, and third period, shift after shift, staying in the moment. By doing it and improving at it, and knowing that we have quite a few guys, NHL players, out of the lineup, but still progressing and having that confidence in ourselves, the players in themselves, and in the guy sitting next to them. That goes a long way. That's how you create winning habits, a winning atmosphere, and a winning culture. So for us, not so much that, yes, the wins are huge. We're in the NHL. But the process, and it, for us to be able to play those games the right way and we get the results, it's huge.
Last one.
Yesterday you said that games like this can teach you things about your team, about the individual players. When you look at some of the Cleveland guys that are playing these big minutes against these big teams, what have you learned from them, especially in this last few games, but tonight as well?
Well, they're all different. I'd say, well, Christensen has been improving game to game. Very impressed with Puthia. He's playing smart hockey. He's got the speed to play at this level. Smart with the puck, smart without the puck. We used him on the penalty kill today because that's what he's been doing in Cleveland. Malatesta is bringing a lot of energy. Gons is more, I see him more as a veteran. He's been in the NHL. Carson Meyer was good again. He was bringing the energy. So it's not only it's good for us to be able to evaluate if they can play at this level, but how they react and against very good teams. And it gives them a little taste of what it takes. So it's a win-win for us.